Ben Goes to the Dentist by Evelyn M. Finnegan. When you hear this sound, turn the page. Just before I go to bed, I brush my teeth. "Catherine, how is that front tooth?" asked Dad. "Feels so wiggly, I can't wait for it to come out." "Mom, why won't this wiggly tooth come out like my others?" "Well," said Mom, "some teeth just need a little extra help to come out. Catherine, that's why you and Nana are going to see the dentist tomorrow." The next day, I put on my favorite sweater, the one Nana made especially for me. Inside, it has a secret pocket with a seatbelt for my little friend. It's such a beautiful day, we decide to walk to the dentist's office. "How nice to see you again, Catherine," said the dental assistant. "I'll tell the dentist you're here." "Hello, Catherine." "Hi, Dr. Hills." "I'm glad to see you again," said the dentist. "Why don't we put your little friend up on the bracket table to watch us?" "That's a good idea," I said. "Open real wide," said Dr. Hills, as she used the curved mirror to look at all of my teeth. "How many teeth do I have?" The dentist used her explorer to count. "Each one," she said, 12 on the top and 12 on the bottom. 24, I said. "It looks like your wiggly tooth could use some extra help to make a space for your new tooth, Catherine." "How? Will it hurt?" "You'll hardly feel it," said Dr. Hills. "First, I used a long cotton swab with yellow gel to help to put your gum to sleep." "Mmm, it tastes like banana," I said. "Next, you'll feel a pinch as I give you an injection of sleepy juice. Once it starts to feel numb, I can take out your tooth." The water spray tickles and makes a swish sound as she rinses out my mouth. "The gauze helps me to clean off your wiggly tooth," said Dr. Hills. "Now I'll use the air syringe to dry off your tooth. It's wet in there, you know." And the air syringe made a loud sound like howling wind. Then I felt a little pull in my mouth. "All done, here it is," said Dr. Hills. "Be sure to put it under your pillow tonight." I was happy showing my tooth to the other children. As we started to leave, I remembered my little friend was still on the bracket table. I have to go back to get my little friend. I looked, but my little friend wasn't there. I looked under the chair. I looked in the trash. And I looked on the floor. Suddenly, Dr. Hill said, "Well, look who's in the cup splitter." And using her pliers, she carefully lifted out my little friend. "Oh, little friend, what a silly place for you to be. I better dry you off." That night, I put my little friend in my tooth together in a special place. Can you guess where?